Hey, welcome everybody to Brews, Booze, and Reviews. This is your host, Neighbor Knox. With me to my right, as always,
Neighbor Ernie. I thought I was a neighbor.
Yeah, we're neighbors. That's the whole point.
That's okay. Why you're sitting by each other.
This is your house.
Yes, but you live right across the street.
So I'm the neighbor.
We're both neighbors.
Somebody's okay. Got to be a neighbor.
I'm Ernie.
I'm Chris. I'm just here to drink and make fun of them.
Oh,
that
Andy.
Sounds legit.
Yeah.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, hi, everybody. I really like to jump the gun on that. I'm like, oh, Chris is talking. Nope, I'm. This is me now.
It should always be your turn.
I feel like I didn't put in what I was supposed to do now. But
yeah. Did we want to do longer
And last
intros?
But not least.
Oh, I'm Kevin, and I don't trust people with eyebrow piercings.
Good to
know. That's great. Like,
nobody
dislikes.
Here has an eyebrow piercing, oh, so why are you calling it?
Great insight.
As I'm feeling my eyebrows,
I know, I was like,
well, I've never
I
had
don't.
This is a ring of trust. It's fine.
I had to look around, though. I was like, somebody
an
and then behind the sound, the recordings, the foo bars, and the lovely parts, Maddie. But we don't talk to him anymore.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Maddie.
We don't talk to him anymore.
No. Ernie. No.
It was part of
so,
the intro.
We, the purpose of this podcast basically is Ernie and I are going to be neighbors. I don't know shit about beer or whiskey or bourbon or anything, but we want to learn, so we want to come in with some people that are some semi-experts that you know. Kevin's a chef and he's had how many uniques, do you think, beers?
Somewhere over 500. 523 I think was my last on tap check.
Dang,
you have
it's pretty impressive.
Choose a number. 523.
Something like that. I don't
do you
know.
You have an abacus that you keep track of all this stuff?
No,
it's called a calculator.
I stack pebbles on a nightstand.
Oh, like
penguins. Yes.
Like, ooh, education deep dive. All right. Nice job, Ernie. Good job. Okay, and then Andrea. She's the bartender supreme.
It's true. That is very true.
Extraordinaire,
if you will.
If you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Oh.
So she has some really good insights into some liquors and also beers and brews, ales, lagers, blah blah blah.
All the good stuff.
Yep. And Chris over here, he is he's been teaching some of my friends about bourbon and tasting it and
science
mostly
mouthing.
Scotches. Yeah, I've got a really scientific mouth. So we're gonna
sounds like a porno that I should that
you don't want to watch.
We'll watch that next week.
Astronomer should be watching. Yeah.
Watch it on fast. Actually, watch it on regular speed. It looks like fast forward.
It's like going at midnight in a blizzard with your brights on.
It's mesmerizing, intoxicating, if you will.
Exactly. So what we like to do in every episode is tell us a little bit about ourselves. But in the first five or six episodes, we're going to pick one who picks the shortest straw. And they have to tell their first major experience drinking beer or other such imbibes. So I'm actually going to do this live. I'm going to pull out five straws, and somebody's going to draw the shortest one.
Did you get bendy straws?
I cut them down from bendy straws.
And anybody listening to this in California, we're sorry about the straw remarks.
Ernie, you're so thoughtful.
I didn't get it.
That is right.
Well, just straws are bad for, you know, animals, sea-dwelling creatures.
I mean, yeah.
My girlfriend has shown me videos of them pulling them out, pulling straws out of noses of turtles.
Ernie, pick one. Any straw.
I am the first.
It is sad.
But maybe they were busy doing coke all night, and that's why they have straws in their noses.
Right.
Too soon.
I guess we didn't ask the turtles what they were up to.
These are the big questions.
I feel like this.
It's definitely shorter than his straw. You got to put it next to each other.
My straw seems to be longer than Chris's.
This is ridiculous.
Same.
Oh, thank God.
But my straw seems to be shorter.
Well, Chris, it looks like you picked the short straw.
That
yep.
is what I wanted
Chris.
To happen.
So now you got to tell your story.
There's
tell
a
story
Chris song in there somewhere.
So,
right.
So I know, like, a lot of what we're doing, we're going to talk about a lot of, we'll start with the history beer, and we're going to talk about all these other different types. But my beer story doesn't go to any good beers. It was my first beers, and it was Keystone Lights, and we were able to get them pretty cheap from my brother-in-law's fridge.
That's
and
what we would consider Tubin beer up in these parts.
Tubin beer? I thought it was anything.
After two of them, you throw up?
No. When you're going down the river on your tubes, you
not
got
too
a cooler of beer with you.
But, well, no, these weren't Tubin
hot
beers because they were just their beers. And that's
okay.
The only reason, but it was Keystone Light. And I didn't really drink a lot in high school or anything, but my nephew, and he's 4 months older than me, so it's not like I was going out with some prepubescent child.
That sure.
Was my sister. We had to clear that up.
Yeah, I was like, let's just...
Well,
I don't think anybody's judging too much.
Just... You're the same age-ish, right?
Okay, we got
that. Go so far.
But he just took me out, and we weren't drinking to enjoy beer or anything. It was just to get drunk, you know, like most high school stories are. And I just remember drinking so many of them. It must have been six. And I was so throwy-uppy at the end of the night. My nephew walks into the bathroom and just laughed his ass off.
Tell me that you projectile vomited.
Oh, it was everywhere.
Excellent.
I'm fairly certain I threw up so hard the toilet moved and the thing came and hit me on the top of the head. But
that's
great. I was so fucking pissed off that he was just laughing at me. Couldn't get me a water. Couldn't do nothing to help. Just laughed at me. Went, oh, wait till it's you in this spot.
Did he hold your hair back?
That was pretty intense.
I didn't have to wait long. The next night, he was throwing up out the car on the way back to his house. So I got my revenge right away. But that was the first time that I remember drinking booze. My nephew laughing at me because I was throwing up off a keystone.
How old are you?
Well, I am 17 or 18. I didn't start drinking until, from what I hear, most North Dakotans, most people start drinking a lot earlier than I did.
Yeah. Is this the part where we're supposed to say we don't condone underage drinking?
We feel like that's totally necessary.
At all.
No.
We do not condone underage drinking.
Or drinking Keystone or drinking until you throw up.
But we're allowed to do it.
We're just telling stories about our failed youths, and we're glad they're behind us. And please don't follow in our footsteps in being...
The
a
opinions
bad
of individuals do not represent management.
You could end up in a basement recording a podcast in your 30s. Yeah. Trust me, you don't want to be there.
Well, no, we're doing all right.
Well, I'm enjoying it, bud.
Easy, Chris.
So kind of the structure
of
every episode.
When I was first drinking, that was my nickname, was Easy Chris.
Easy Chris.
I do think I've said that at least 5 times already.
Easy Chris.
Easy Chris.
There we go. There's no nickname right there.
No,
Easy Chris.
You can say that a couple different ways. It's like, that's Easy Chris.
Okay,
like,
now this is not a porno podcast. This is,
oh, yeah, that's right.
It seems to have taken
back
a really good...
That's the after.
All right, so here we go. So at this point of the episode, I'd like to throw in some education to this. And since this is our first episode, I thought what better way to educate everybody than to start off with what is the beginning of beer? So there is something out there called the Hymn of Ninkasi. And at the end of this episode, you'll hear a great band doing a really metal version of it. We'll talk about that at the end of the episode. But the Hymn of Ninkasi goes as such, and every stanza I say is actually doubled. So keep that in mind. Born of the flowing water, tenderly cared for by the Ninhursag. I'm pretty sure I'm going to butcher some of these names.
That's the whole point.
Having founded your